Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Mumbrella's 101 podcast series. I'm Lauren McNamara, journalist at Mumbrella, and I'm very excited to be hosting today's episode. Before we get into it, just one final reminder that ComsCon is next Wednesday, and you should head to mumbrella.com.au/ComsCon to see the full lineup and grab your tickets. I am joined today by a man who really needs no introduction. He was named one of the world's best rugby league players, has been heavily involved in Indigenous community work and outreach, and now runs a mental health education provider. Greg Inglis, thank you so much for joining us on the Mumbrella Cast today. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Yeah, good. It's been a busy year, but yeah, good. Busy's good.
Yes, it is. Now, I know I very briefly introduced you, but for those listening who might not know who you are, can you give me the short version of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I hate talking about myself or introducing myself, but look, I'm Greg Inglis. I've played professional rugby league from 2005 to, I guess, I retired for a year and then decided to go overseas. So I finished up in 2021. So it's, look, it's been quite a journey. But the path where I'm on now, life after 40, is the Goanna Academy, which is going around talk about preventing mental health in not only in schools, but in communities, workplaces, and yeah, just all over Australia.
Mm. So you established Goanna Academy in 2020. And it was the first mental health education provider to be endorsed by Headspace, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What, first one.
What an achievement. Can you tell me more about what the business does?
Yeah, well, you know, it's great because not only did Headspace, were the first endorsed community program by Headspace, but also the first Indigenous-owned mental health company in Australia. Mm. So, look, that's something I'm very proud of, and it's something that, well, I didn't know we was going to be the first in both those areas. So to be accredited and be the first in that there, you know, it's, well, I see it's leading a way for the others to, you know, come through and, you know, sort of like creating that path for the others. Aspiring Indigenous corporations out there to not only become the first but do something, you know, along these lines. And, look, it's – we always go around and talk about, you know, well, one thing I always do is open up the doors and – talk about, you know, mental health and share my story and really make myself, like, open, like, see Greenless, who used to play rugby league, to Greenless, a person now. You know, it's just all out there, nothing's hidden or anything. So it's just raw, honest, yeah. And it does hit a lot of people hard.
Yeah, and sort of talking about your story, I mean, you played NRL for 15 seasons, I believe, with Storm and then Rabbitohs?
Something like that.
I mean, you were such a big part of the NRL's Reconciliation Action Plan, the Indigenous player camps, bringing that community together. What were some of your fondest memories during your time on the field?
Look, I think it's just, you know, the camaraderie that you build through these teams. You know, you're going into training facilities, you're training together, you're pretty much in the same shower together, same ice bars, you know. And so you sit there and you spend a lot of time at work because at the end of the day, that is our work. That's what we get paid to do. So we're always there. And, you know, you're spending more time on the training field than you are playing. You're spending more time there than you are at home. So you miss that camaraderie. It's like the everyday thing. And then once that there's gone, you know, it's sort of leaves a hole. Mm-hmm. You know, in your life, what are you searching for? What are you after? But I think the biggest things that I missed was, you know, just those little trips away, and, you know, going away for a night and you know, staying in different places, but also seeing the smiles and the joy that you can bring the fans. Mm. You know, and just walking around, just knowing that you can make someone's day just by playing a game, 40 something, doing something that I love doing.
Yeah.
So that's what I enjoyed. That's what I missed. And yeah, I guess I'm giving back in a different way now.
And your time in the league, I know, you know, you've had some kind of bad memories as well. Did that affect your mental health? And is that sort of what led you to start Goanna Academy?
No, I see all those things as learning curves. Yeah. I didn't see that as, you know, when throughout my rugby league career, things got, you know, too much. And then I was like, well, all right, I'll just knuckle down and go back again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's anything you do around like off-field incidents, well, then, yeah, the mistakes that I've made and I've owned up to them, every mm-hmm. single one of them, I'll put my hand up, and but they're learning. You know, you learn things. And, you know, I wouldn't call them fail. They're just learning points.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you go back and make sure you don't do it again and just, you know, try and avoid those situations. But mm-hmm. there's always a lot of things going around out there, but you always got to keep reminding yourself. It's like, all right, you've got to educate yourself or educate others around certain situations. But in saying that, well, I guess it's really rewarding that I got to come out the other side of it and doing what I'm doing now, because I get to speak from lived experience.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess that gives you a point of difference.
Yeah, and I guess, like, without, like, there's, I've been stuck in a lot of situations through, you know, my rugby league career on and off the field, but again, they're just learning curves. Mm-hmm. It's not only for me, but for others around me as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Goanna Academy has a really strong partnership with Enriched Group, formerly known as Rich Digital, recently rebranded. And Brett Richardson of Enriched Group is on the Goanna board. Can you sort of touch on that relationship and how that partnership formed? Was it pretty natural?
Yeah, it was natural. You know, I've learning a lot from Brett himself, and, you know, me not... not knowing a thing from computers, sitting on a desk in an office, you know. Like you said, I haven't done it for like 15, 16 years.
Course.
So the last 4 years have been quite interesting, quite intriguing, and I learned a lot from him. But it did actually form naturally. Mm. You know, they came to me with an idea, you know, that it could possibly, you know, turn out to be big. Mm-hmm. And with that there being said, it was like turning athletes and working with brands that they want to work with, and, you know, not this, oh, he's, you know, he's a grand ear, he's a grand ample in every direction. But I think it's, I think with me and the path that I chose and the work that I'm doing with, we've seen it like aligned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with everything that's going on, it's, I believe that our partnership, and because they own 49% and I, you know, 51%, and the way we collaborate and work together, like we're in the office here and we're sitting side by side, and like I keep saying, it's, I'm learning a lot from him and he's learning a lot from me in the community area as well. So, look, it's very authentic, natural partnership that we have. And we call bullshit on each other like all the time, and, you know, we just move on.
As any good partnership should.
Yeah. We just call bullshit. It's like, that's not right. Or, you know, he says that to me. But, yeah, that's what happens.
Mm, And the partnership, what sort of specifics does that give you? I mean, does it help you financially with your audience? I mean, you were saying Brent is learning a lot from you with the community, and you're learning a lot sort of on the more technical side, I suppose. Are there any specific examples you can share?
I guess in the world of, you know, speaking in corporates or sending out grants,
mm-hmm.
you know, never knew how to write a grant, even now I know. It's like, still don't know really. It's but it's like steps in talking with, you know, big businesses and governments and so-called like that. So he's taught me like how to design a program and deliver it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but on the other side, I was also teaching him how to engage in the communities and, you know, the right steps. Say you go into Indigenous community, all right, who do you have to speak to first? Well, I've got to go to the elders, the TAs or the traditional owners of that area and sit down and speak with them. Because with me, it's a respect thing. So before I walk on someone's land, I've got to make contact with them first and say, all right, I'm going to come in and deliver this program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so introducing yourself and introducing your program to the right people first.
Mm.
And I guess it's the same around the other way, if you think about it,
Yeah, absolutely. And what about the brands that have worked with Goanna Academy? I know that ASICS is an example. How do they sort of support you guys?
Yeah, so ASICS have supported me all the way through my rugby league career.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from like 2006 onwards, and they still support me to this day. And, you know, they've been incredible to deal with. Well, you know, from my own personal experience, it's been unreal. And, you only form those kind of partnerships when communications, able dialogues is met, and that's what we've done. And, you know, that was the first, again, speaking about the first, they were the first sponsors on board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to them with an idea of what the Goer Academy can look like and their clinic, and then all of a sudden, you know, 4 years down the track, they're still on. So from 2006 to now, what are we in? 2024. We're in 2024 now. So, you know, 18 years, it's been, yeah, incredible.
Yeah. What other brands are working with you?
So we got Basic Swap Pack on board, which is a big industry company as well. They're on board. We have BES, which is Bennelong Energy Services. And, you know, there's a few others that are around and that are really, you know, we got nine, we got NRL, QRL, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's been really good brands that align with our values.
Mm.
So I do want to go with, I guess what's so good about Enrich is they work with athletes who they see who align with the person itself, themselves,
mm-hmm.
instead of, so the athlete comes to Enrich and just say, oh, I want to work with, you know, so-and-so. It's like, all right, that aligns with you, and mm-hmm. et cetera, and then try and make that partnership happen. So yeah. I guess that's where Enrich do really good work.
Do really well. Mm. Yeah, gotcha. And how can these companies assist Goanna's work in these community development programs and create real change?
Oh, look, if anyone is out there and companies listening, well, then just reach out to us, you know, info@goannaacademy.com.au, or, you know, it's because that's got all of our programs on there, mm-hmm. on the actual website itself, goannaacademy.com.au. Just go in there. It's got our programs, what we offer, and it's got different levels of partnerships, sponsorships for there. You've got mm-hmm. silver, bronze, and gold, silver, bronze. There
gold,
you go. What else go from there for silver? And so, yeah, it's like there's obviously three different levels of sponsorship there. Mm-hmm. So just go on there and have a look. And, you know, the more the merrier, because it's doing great work in the community. And, you know, who doesn't want to be aligned with a company that's going out there talking about preventive mental health?
Mm, absolutely. And we've touched on the athletes as well. Is that like a mutually beneficial relationship between the brand and the athlete?
Yeah, I think so.
Both parties get something out of it?
Yep. Well, they do. It's not just one way. And I don't like working that way.
Yeah.
I don't think Enrich do. I know Enrich doesn't as well. And, you know, both our companies, we like to work along those lines. It's like, all right, you're getting X amount of time from the athletes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, for that will then give us X amount of time back. So,
yeah.
you know, it's a different world, but it's a world that I'm coming completely used to now. It's not part of my norm.
Mm-hmm. And last year, Goanna Academy and Enrich Group won the Mumbrella Sports Marketing Award and was highly commended for another one. What does that recognition and winning awards mean to you and the team? Is it a nice little confidence boost?
Yeah, it is. It's, I think, because we don't see the work that we do.
Mm.
We just go out there and do it. We believe in our work. And mm-hmm. we, you know, in the back of our minds, we know our work works, you know. But actually being recognised in different fields, you know, it is rewarding and does give you confidence boost, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have to ask.
Yes.
You were spotted in a West Tigers jersey earlier this year. Obviously, there's a relationship with Enrich Group and West Tigers. Brent's dad is the new CEO. Does this mean a return of GI to the NRL?
No. I've actually signed up with one of the Enrich employees here to mm-hmm. play Oztag on Wednesday night. So, no, it's not coming back, even though there was a lot of speculations around it.
Yeah.
You know, I was there. I was doing some work with Jareen Buller,
mm-hmm.
Just one-on-one mentoring stuff off field. And, again, talking about lived experience and the things that I went through throughout my career. He's young and, you know, he's going to be the face of West Tigers for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's, I was just there just doing the right thing and then all of a sudden got papped. I wouldn't say papped, yeah. got a little sneaky photo or video of some guy driving past.
Yeah.
And I just put my head down and thought straight away, oh, crap.
Would you ever go back to the NRL in a coaching position or anything like that?
I thought about this a lot and I most likely will
mm-hmm.
down the track once this is up and well established.
Mm.
And But as of right now, this is my sole focus. My, you know, just want to get this up and running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be able to leave a legacy piece behind everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Wherever the Goan Academy goes. So, mm-hmm. you know, in order to do that there, well, we need to train people up in those areas to become Goan, you know, mentors. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Obviously, you've got some other – do you have other players involved, other NRL players or ex-NRL players involved?
Yeah, so we got Kennedy Sherrington, Jakai Whitfield, two superstars at NRLW, and, mm-hmm. You know, Cody Walker is just finished his training, so he's about to do some stuff with us as well. And then, yeah, so I'll be approaching different people in different, I'll say, fields of what they're known in.
Mm-hmm.
May not be high profile people, but the people who I can trust.
Yeah.
That can actually go out there and do the work and spread the message of the Goan Academy.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing, isn't it? Having that trust.
Yeah.
For such a sensitive topic, I think. What are some of the sort of specific things that Goan Academy does? I know there's mentorships, things like that. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, so we just finished designing like Indigenous culture program with it. It's also uphold culture in the workplace and cultural awareness just around different workplaces as well. But, mm-hmm. you know, there is a MindEd program which we deliver in the schools, which is goes over five visits. And, you know, that touches on anything from self-esteem to goal settings to, you know, all other things that mm-hmm. that cover, you know, very specific topics. And it's just, I guess where we're different is that we can – tailor a program to suit the school's needs and the corporation needs. Again, it just goes back to that open discussion and dialogue of, you know, going back and forwards and making sure everything's right, because again, we're working with those guys and they're working with us, so we want to make sure the partnership aligns.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, before we actually go in anywhere and discuss.
Yeah.
Because we're not on ground. We don't know what's going on there. So the more information we can get, well, then we can tailor our program to suit theirs.
Mm-hmm. And what else is sort of on the cards for the next maybe 6 to 12 months for both Goan Academy and yourself?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of things happening. It's just trying to, there's a lot of things that are on hold and, mm-hmm. but there's also a lot of things that are in the diary. And with saying that, there's, I think we've still got to traveled out to 10 different schools this year in the back of, you know, 4 schools from last year that'll continue on to, you know, this year. So, you know, there's also other schools and I guess community visits.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one big one that's happening, you know, up towards Grafton. And I know Kennedy Sherrington's just done – well, she just came back from Perth and having discussions over there because she's originally from Perth. So, her going over there and talking to a Stars Foundation, which is all females. And mm-hmm. so she's up, I think she's about to deliver a program over there.
Awesome.
Jakai Whitfield, just, I think her and I got to do something in Mount Isa.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's
lots on the cards.
There's a lot.
Yeah, fantastic.
There's a lot, but it's rewarding.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And the schools that you go to, what do you do when you're there?
Well, first of all, when anything we go to, we introduce them to the Goan Academy, and you know, whether it's me telling my story or my ambassadors telling their story, mm-hmm. but it opens up, you know, it just opens that up. It's like, okay, this is what Goan Academy is. This is what Greganess is about. Or any of the ambassadors go and share their story, and then again, we just go step by step. We pre-check ins with the teachers before we go for the next visit, and then, mm-hmm. yeah. So, look, it's. It is a journey. It is quite in-depth things that go on in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's, you know, by the end of it, it's talking about reflection pieces and, you know, not only about themselves but the program itself.
Mm.
What have they found out about themselves through going throughout this program?
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, it's just an amazing thing you're doing and I can't wait to see more over the next few years.
Hopefully it's built up there where I can take a step back and spend time at home. But,
yeah.
at the moment it's, yeah. Yeah. Out and about.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode and a big thank you again to Greg Inglis for joining us on the podcast. Make sure to head to mumbrella.com.au for all the latest in Australia's media and marketing industry, and we'll see you later.
Podcast edit by Abes Audio.